The sixth Sunday of Easter. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John, chapter 14, verses 15 to 21. Jesus said to his disciples, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments. I shall ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever. That Spirit of truth, whom the world can never receive, since it neither sees nor knows him. But you know him, because he is with you. He is in you. I will not leave you orphans. I will come back to you. In a short time, the world will no longer see me, but you will see me, because I live and you will live. On that day, you will understand that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. Anybody who receives my commandments and keeps them will be one who loves me, and anybody who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I shall love him and show myself to him."
This is the continuation of last Sunday's Gospel reading, which took place during the Last Supper. After Jesus tells his apostles that he will prepare a place for them when he is gone, he says to them, "It is not sufficient to love me. It is necessary to keep my commandments in order to have true love. Feelings are testified by deeds, and because of your love, I will pray the Father, and he will give you another comforter, so that he may remain with you forever, one against whom Satan and the world cannot act cruelly. He is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive or strike, because it cannot see him and does not know him. The world will deride him, but he is so sublime that derision will not be able to offend him. While being so merciful as to exceed all limits, he will always be with those who love him, even if they are poor and weak. You will know him because he already dwells with you and will soon be in you. I will not leave you orphans. I have already told you that I will come back to you. But I will come before it is time to come and take you to my kingdom. I will come to you. Before long, the world will no longer see me, but you will see me, and you will see me, because I live and you live, because I will live and you will live. On that day, you will know that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I in you. Because he who accepts my precepts and observes them loves me, and he who loves me will be loved by my Father and will possess God. Because God is love, and he who loves has God in himself. And I will love him because I shall see God in him, and I will show myself to him. I will make him acquainted with the secrets of my love, of my wisdom, of my incarnate divinity. They will be my returns among the children of man whom I love, notwithstanding that they are weak and even hostile. But these will be only weak, and I will fortify them. I will say to them, 'Rise.' I will say, 'Come out.' I will say, 'Follow me.' I will say, 'Listen.' I will say, 'Write.' And you are among them." Just before his ascension into heaven, Jesus reminds his apostles and his 72 disciples that they won't be abandoned when he is gone. He says, "The Paraclete will remind you of my words and will enlarge on them in detail. And you will not be afraid, because you will remember that I gave you the first seed. Allow yourselves to be led by the Holy Spirit. If my hand was kind in guiding you, His light is very mild. He is the love of God. So I am going away happy because I know that he will take my place and will lead you to the knowledge of God. The hour has now come. I am going back to my Father. But I'm not leaving you all alone because I leave you the Eucharist, that is, your Jesus made food for men. And I leave you the friend, the Paraclete. He will guide you. I will pass your souls from my light to his light, and he will accomplish your formation.